This is someone who is a comedian, and he makes people laugh. They say he is very, he has much...
Clown?
No, it's a quality. He's very funny. It's a synonym of funny, except it's... Does he need to go on the phone? Does he need to talk on the phone?
Something's very funny.
Yeah, it's very funny. He, or you can just say, okay, if someone is funny, they say he has a good sense of
humor.
Okay, yeah, I can finally get it. Okay, when your son is going, or your, let's say you have a daughter, she's going to a prom or a dance, and someone asks her to go with him, with her. The boy that goes with her is her
date
or her
partner.
Okay. Another word, probably more fitting at a wedding. The male is the. I guess you have to say that. Well, I guess you remember how to say it. It's the escort. Would you say? Chaperone. Okay. And what is the thing that women put on their cheeks?
Powder.
To make it look red.
Rouge.
Okay. And this is where people are buried.
Cemetery.
Okay. And this is the actual performance for the dead, where the people stand up and talk about them, and they have prayers for them, and they're singing, and the obituary is given. What's the ceremony for the
funeral?
Mm-hmm. And this is where the thing the person is buried in.
Coffin.
Okay, would you ever say casket?
Yes.
And this is what happens when someone has died. The person is in, they wear black and they're sad.
Morning.
Okay. And this is something that might live in the house that's down in between Betty W's and Gary W's families. That little house that's wooden that is haunted, supposedly. Mm. What might live in there if it's a haunted house?
Ghosts.
What other names for ghosts would you say?
Spooks.
Do you think the house is haunted?
That house I know too well.
I think my mom and her cousins spent the night in there one night and tried to stay all night, and Grandma scared them. You know how Grandma was always playing tricks. Anyway, this is the guy who is the master of temptation. He's the foe to the Heavenly Father. He is the...
He's the devil.
Okay. And these are people who worry about walking under a ladder or seeing a black
superstitious.
Cat.
Superstitious.
Okay. What other words would you say for someone who's superstitious? Would you
just plain spooky.
Spooky. Okay. These are adjectives describing the way someone is feeling. When you've worked hard all day and you come home exhausted, you say,
I've had it.
Then you'll say, I'm really
pooped.
Really tired. That's good. And when your sons have been fighting and you're just so sick of it that you can't stand it, you say, I'm really
gonna kick hell out of
you. would you say, I'm really disgusted with you, with your behavior? I'm really disgusted with what the pigs just did on my boot.
I usually say, now I've had all of this, I'm going to take it.
Okay.
You're going to stop.
And so when your kids get you to that point where you can't take it anymore, you get really what?
Angry.
Okay. Now when you're in a field and all of a sudden your bull decides to charge you, what do you feel? You're really... And you're wearing a red flannel shirt.